now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Kermit Gosnell, the Philadelphia abortionist convicted of murdering three infants born alive during illegal late-term abortions, has died in prison at the age of 85. Gosnell was presently serving three consecutive life sentences for running what a grand jury called a house of horrors, a clinic where babies were delivered alive and killed by severing their spinal cords with scissors. And speaking of the abortion industry taking losses, California's coalition of 22 states just had their lawsuit to restore Planned Parenthood's Medicaid funding tossed out. The American Center for Law and Justice reports that every legal argument the abortion lobby put forward, every single one of them, was rejected. Seven briefs filed and seven wins. And the states didn't lose on a technicality. They dismissed their own case after the First Circuit granted a stay, allowing the funding cuts from President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill to take effect. Newly obtained records reveal that Biden's White House hosted what organizers literally called a speed dating event just weeks before the 2024 election, matching transgender activists with major progressive donors to fund programs that re-educate parents who won't affirm their child's gender confusion. The goal was to get these programs federally approved so states could tap Medicaid reimbursement to pay for them. One activist on a Biden HHS webinar even called a parent's refusal to affirm a child's gender identity, quote, child abuse. The Trump administration has since reversed course entirely, rescinding Biden's rule requiring foster families to affirm gender transitions and notifying all 50 states that affirming biological reality does not constitute abuse or neglect. On the cultural front, a new 13-foot Christopher Columbus statue now stands on the White House grounds. Crafted from the broken marble of a Baltimore Columbus statue that President Reagan unveiled in 1984 and leftist mobs tore down in 2020. It's all a part of Trump's 250th anniversary celebration, which is taking place now through this summer. Internationally, Costa Rica has ordered its embassy in Cuba closed with outgoing President Chavez declaring, "We have to clean out communists from the hemisphere." Incoming President Laura Fernandez Delgado, a 39-year-old Catholic who calls abortion nothing other than murder, backed the move, saying socialism and communism destroy societies. And FBI Director Kash Patel is warning Americans that Russian hackers are running phishing campaigns through the Signal messaging app to target high-value individuals. So maybe think twice before clicking a link sent by an unknown number. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hinks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at the present moment at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates sent directly to your phone every single day. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.